from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headline. United Cities and Local Government Asia Pacific Congress is expected to overcome city problems. Mayor of Surabaya asked citizens to prepare for global competition. Now the news in detail. Mayor of Surabaya Tri Risma Hari Ini expects the 7th International Congress of the United Cities and Local Governments Asia Pacific to be held in the city of Surabaya from September the 11th to 15th to provide solution to the problems of the city. This is in accordance with the theme of the 7th Congress, Development of Innovation for Sustainable Cities. According to her, this theme was chosen because there are so many city problems that had to be resolved together. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Tri Risma Hari Ini in Surabaya, East Java on Sunday said that this biennial congress would bring together regional leaders and key development actors in Asia-Pacific countries, such as universities and non-governmental organizations. In addition, she invited delegates to learn about various things in the city of Surabaya as a smart city, like its hygiene management, central rooms to serve residents who experience family problems, and various other administrative services. Mayor of Surabaya Tri Risma Hari Ini asked Surabaya residents to be ready to face global economic competition in 2020. If the citizens do not prepare from now on, then there will be a demographic disaster. Antara reported Tri Risma Hari Ini in Surabaya East Java on Sunday explained, since 2010, the Surabaya city government has prepared various economic strengthening programs in the face of global competition, including women's empowerment programs, economic heroes and young fighters. These programs, according to director of the International Global Entrepreneurship Network Association, Sarol Taborzas, have successfully helped Surabaya's economy. Speaking in Surabaya on Saturday, he said since the launch of the program, the community has been introduced to the concept of how to encourage small and medium businesses to have business up to global level by utilizing digital technology. Through this program, the city government can build good cooperation with various parties. Small and medium businesses and artists in Bali, together with Indonesian diaspora, raise funds for earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, through a charity event called Together for Lombok. Chairperson of the organizer, Amron Paul Yuwono, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Saturday, said a number of musicians, dancers, poets, painters, makeup artists, and fashion designers from famous designers took part at a charity event held in Bali, which invited 300 visitors from 11 countries. Meanwhile, the executive director of the Indonesian Diaspora Network United, Hamdan Hamdan, said the fundraising results would be combined with fundraising from the Indonesian diaspora around the world. After all the funds have been collected, he will go to Lombok to check the location and distribute the assistance according to the needs there. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Stock Exchange Representative Office of the Special Region of Yogyakarta urges the public to check the legality of brokers or securities companies before investing in shares or future trading. Head of Representative Office of the Yogyakarta Indonesia Stock Exchange Irfan Nur Riza in Yogyakarta on Sunday, as quoted by Antara, said he guarantees that 15 brokers of security companies under the Yogyakarta Indonesia Stock Exchange have a license from the Financial Services Authority. He added to prevent the growth of security companies or brokers that are not qualified, the Indonesian Stock Exchange Representative's Office in Yogyakarta continues to intensify education and socialization so that the public is literate in investment. In addition, according to Irfan, the role of regulators to conduct oversight also needs to be improved to minimize the growth of illegal brokers. The Indonesian ambassador in Vienna, Australia, Darmansyah Jumala, said that all Indonesians in Austria were concerned about the earthquake disaster in Lombok and several other areas in West Nusa Tenggara. Ambassador Darmansyah Jumala was speaking at the opening of the People's Party in celebration of the 73rd anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in the courtyard of the Indonesian Embassy in Vienna on Saturday. Information Social Function Coordinator and Culture of the Indonesian Embassy in Vienna, Dewi Kejora, to Antara London on Sunday stated that the People's Party was attended by hundreds of Indonesian citizens and diaspora in Austria and other Austrian and foreign citizens. According to her, the proceeds from the sale of coupon were donated to help those affected by the earthquake in Lombok as part of an expression of solidarity for West Nusa Tenggara. Indonesian karate athlete Ahmad Zigi Zaresta added a medal for Indonesia at the 2018 Asian Games. Ahmad Zigi Zaresta won a bronze medal after defeating the Qatar karateka athlete Adam at the Jakarta Convention Center on Saturday. As quoted by the National Radio News Agency, Zigi Zaresta claimed to have to get rid of thoughts about natural disasters that occurred in his homeland Mataram, Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. He also dedicated his victory and struggle this time to West Nusa Tenggara, especially Lombok Island. With this bronze medal, Indonesia is still in the fifth place with 11 gold medals, 12 silver, and 16 bronze. Last item. Indonesian mixed doubles Christopher Rungkat and Aldila Suciadi won gold in the 2018 Asian Games tennis sport after Indonesia missed the medal at the previous four Asian Games. National Radio News Agency reported Indonesian mixed doubles Christopher Rungkat and Aldila Suciadi defeated Sonchat Ratiwatana and Luksika Kumkum from Thailand with score 6-4, 5-7, tiebreak 10-7 in Palembang, South Sumatra on Saturday. From the results, it was confirmed that Christopher Rungkat and Aldila Suciadi won the 10th gold medal for Indonesia and also the only Indonesian medal from the tennis sport. To end the news, here are the main points once again. United Cities and Local Government Asia Pacific Congress is expected to overcome city problems. Mayor of Surabaya asked citizens to prepare for global competition. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on application of friendship in Asian Games. The biggest sporting event in Asia, the 2018 Asian Games, taking place in Jakarta and Palembang since August the 18th, has entered the middle of the period. The sports event involving 45 countries in the Asian region provides its own excitement and entertainment for the people of Indonesia and the world. The presence of supporters from each country to encourage their team is a special feature of this ongoing event. The presence of supporting communities as well as foreign tourists can certainly be one of the momentum to expand friendship among people from various parts of Asia, especially for the citizens of Jakarta and Palembang. At this moment, a friendship application named Tan Tan claims to have experienced a significant increase in users. A week before this grand event was opened, one of the friendship application vendors noted a surge in user activity along with an increase in the number of compatibilities between users by 56%. When athletes are fighting for the glory of their country, supporters can use the moment to add their friendship. Jack Wu, marketing director of one of the friendship applications on Friday, said that he saw a very significant increase in users during the 2018 Asian Games period. He commented that, of course, this was a good thing, and he hoped his application can be a bridge to expand friendship among various parts of the country in Asia. Jack Wu hopes that with the wider friendship, of course, many positive things can happen. He also wants this application to open opportunities for cooperation between countries on the Asian continent. Jack Wu asserted his friendship application guarantees users with a high level of security and a variety of sophisticated filtering system such as fake account identification. This social application is specifically designed for young people in their 20s. This friendship application also offers a new way to meet each other. With a swipe and match system, it allows the user to start a conversation when they like each other. This application also claims to get 1 billion swipes per day and has a total of 7 billion matches for its users. In Indonesia, it captures more than millions of users. Well, that was my Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello there, welcome back to Today in History from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, a special program which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I begin with August 26, 1970, demonstration of gender equality in America. A rally by women in America occurred on August 26, 1970. It was to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the issuance of the 19th Amendment, which effectively gave American women the right to vote. This rally was sponsored by the National Women Organization. About 50,000 women gathered in New York City and throughout the country. The women's rally was the largest in the United States, spearheaded by Betty Friedan. It has three main objectives, namely free abortion on demand, equal opportunities in the workforce, and free child care. The rally also advocated other second-wave feminist goals more generally, such as political rights for women and social equality in relationships such as marriage. Turning to August 26, 1962, Sri Mulyani is born. Sri Mulyani Indrawati is the first Indonesian to serve as the managing director of the World Bank. This position was held from June 1, 2010 until she was recalled by President Joko Widodo to serve as Minister of Finance to replace Bambang Brojonegoro on July 27, 2016. Previously, she also served as State Minister for National Development Planning. Sri Mulyani was previously known as an economic observer in Indonesia. She served as head of the Economic and Community Research Institute of the Faculty of Economics, University of Indonesia, since June 1998. Sri Mulyani was named Asia's Best Finance Minister for 2006 by Emerging Markets on September 18, 2006, on the sidelines of the World Bank and IMF annual session in Singapore. She was also selected as the 23rd most influential woman in the world by Forbes magazine in 2008 and the second most influential woman in Indonesia, according to Globe Asia magazine in October 2007. In early 2018, she was also named as the best minister by the World Government Summit. I'll end with August 26, 1963. Real Madrid football legend Alfredo Di Stefano becomes the target of kidnapping. The incident began in Caracas, the capital of Venezuela. At that time, Di Stefano and his team for Real Madrid were in the Latin American country to undergo a pre-season tour. He was subjected to the kidnapping by the National Liberation Army to boost the group's popularity, which at that time launched a campaign against the notorious corrupt Venezuelan government. The kidnapping drama lasted 56 hours. Di Stefano was released without having the slightest wound on his body. He was taken to the Spanish embassy in Caracas, then returned to training with his clubs in Madrid. Well, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's Spotlight. This time it's on In the Spirit of Idul Adha, President Jokowi asked people to help Lombok earthquake victims. President Jokowi Dodo considered the Idul Adha Day as a momentum to share and help other people. Therefore, he appealed to the community to help the victims of the earthquake in Lombok Island, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Speaking to reporters after performing Idul Adha prayers at Tegar Beriman Square Cibinong, Bogor, West Java on Wednesday, the head of state invited the community to set aside some of their wealth to help earthquake victims on Lombok Island. Acting as the preacher in the Idul Adha prayer was Dr. Kiai Haji Muhammad Suhendra and Kiai Haji Zainal Abidin as the imam. In his sermon in front of thousands of congregations, the preacher mentioned the simultaneous implementation of regional head elections, which was held without obstacles whatsoever. Kiai Haji Zainal Abidin, who is also a lecturer of the University of Ibn Khaldun Bogor, took the theme of the meaning of sacrifice made by Prophet Ibrahim as ordered by Allah through his dream to slaughter his own son, Prophet Ismail. Due to his sincerity, Ismail, who was slain, turned into a goat. After carrying out the Idul Adha prayer, the president also handed over the sacrificial animal, a Brahmin cow weighing 1.3 tons, to the administrator of Baitul Faizin Cibinong Mosque. Meanwhile, the Association of Indonesian Muslim Intellectuals, ICMI, called for the Idul Adha to be a trigger for the spirit of the nation to compete with each other to do good, or Fastabiqul Khairat. Moreover, this year's Idul Adha celebration turned out to coincide with the earthquake in West Nusa Tenggara, so it should be the right momentum to show that people can sacrifice some of their wealth to help other fellow countrymen who are in need. ICMI chairperson Jimli Asidiki in Jakarta on Tuesday said, "What should be done by the victims of natural disasters in West Nusa Tenggara in an atmosphere of Idul Adha spirit is to increase awareness." Jimli stated that the spirit of Idul Adha should make all groups of people sacrifice their ego of each political interest, especially in the year of politics with the recent regional heads election and the coming presidential election. Jimli asked all components of Indonesian society, especially Muslims, on this year's Idul Adha feast, pray for the victims of the earthquake traffic in West Nusa Tenggara so that they are always in good condition and the disaster does not happen again. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Mayor of Surabaya Tri Risma hari ini expects the 7th International Congress of the United Cities and Local Governments Asia Pacific to be held in the city of Surabaya from September 11th to 15th to provide solution to the problems of the cities. Mayor of Surabaya Tri Risma hari ini asked Surabaya's residents to be ready to face global economic competition in 2020. Small and medium businesses and artists in Bali, together with the Indonesian diaspora, raised funds for earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, through a charity event called Together for Lombok. Indonesia Stock Exchange Representative Office at the Special Region of Yogyakarta urges the public to check the legality of brokers or securities companies before investing in shares or future trading. The Indonesian Ambassador in Vienna, Austria, Darmansyah Jumala, said that all Indonesians in Austria were concerned about the earthquake disaster in Lombok and several other areas in West Nusa Tenggara. Indonesian karate athletes Ahmad Zigi Zaresta added a medal for Indonesia at the 2018 Asian Games. He won a bronze medal after defeating the Qatar karateka athlete Adham at the Jakarta Convention Center on Saturday. Indonesian mixed doubles Christopher Rungkat and Aldila Suciadi won gold in the 2018 Asian Games tennis sport after Indonesia missed the medal at the previous four Asian Games. That was the end of news in brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi di dalam semangatmu. Tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema. Maknai kekalahan sebagai I'm
broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz. You can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring Indonesian tourism. As usual, you can listen to this program via streaming at www.voinews.id. Today I will introduce Black Canyon, which is located in Pekalongan, Central Java. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia, precisely on the island of Java, there are many adrenaline-driven tours such as tubing, rafting, and body rafting. In Pekalongan, for example, there is a tourist spot called Black Canyon or Kedung Sipingit. This is one of the natural attractions in Kayu Puring Village, which offers adrenaline-pumping tours along a fairly swift river flow with clear blue water surrounded by fascinating large black cliffs. In Black Canyon, visitors can do many activities such as fishing, river tubbing, trekking to body rafting. By paying 100,000 rupiah, you can enjoy many facilities such as welcome drinks, lunch, safety gears like helmets and life jackets, instructors or guides, certificates and vehicles to the start point. The tourist spot is still free, but the route is quite difficult, so a guide is very necessary for the safety of visitors and groups. The water flow in Kedung Sipingit comes from Velo River, which flow offers a level 3 current sensation that is suitable for beginners and professionals alike. One tubing trip is limited between 5 to 20 people. All that is for the convenience and safety of tourists, of course. For 4 hours, visitors will be pampered with natural scenery that is very beautiful, with a vast expanse of forests and fresh air that feels pretty cool. The sensation of this river tubing on the Velo River is quiet, adrenaline pumping, and make your travel excitement more complete. This place is perfect for visitors who like challenges and to test adrenaline, of course, but for those who are not so adventurous, it is recommended not to join. You'd better stay at the site, enjoy the scenery and fresh air. From the center of Pekalongan towards the Black Canyon or Kedung Sipingit is about 34 kilometers. It takes approximately 1 hour 30 minutes by car. After arriving in front of a gate signed Welcome to Petung Kriyo Ecotourism, you just go straight to Kayu Puring Village with a distance of 5 kilometers to arrive at the base camp of Velo River tubing Kedung Sipingit. This place is still in wilderness and beautiful, with heavy river currents and steep cliffs. So for the sake of mutual convenience, visitors must maintain and preserve nature by maintaining cleanliness and not littering. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, which introduced Black Canyon or Kedung Sipingit in Pekalongan.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a special segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia. And this edition presents the topic of Surabaya being the 2018 Startup Nation Summit host. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. Indonesia will host the 2018 Startup Nation Summit. It will take place in Surabaya, East Java on November the 16th and 17th. Until now, young entrepreneurs in the digital field from 170 countries have stated their readiness to join the event. The criteria of a startup business is a company working in the digital field that has run under 5 years. Mayor of Surabaya Tri Risma hari ini at a press conference in Surabaya Thursday said she wants Surabaya to start and enter a new era. The 2018 Startup Nation Summit entitled Digital Creative Industry Collaboration is the seventh of its kind. In 2017, this international event was held in Tallinn City, Estonia. According to Risma, the 2018 Startup Nation Summit will collaborate with 4 other activities, namely Inno Creative Vision on November the 14th and 15th, Becraft or Creative Economy Agency 2018 Festival on November the 14th until 17th, Kamajaya Logistics Hackathon Day on November 10th and 11th, and Melaku-Melaku Nang Tunjungan on November the 18th. Risma said in these activities, she is deliberately involving stakeholders in education such as chancellors, teachers, and academics to jointly arouse the spirit of young Surabaya entrepreneurs. According to her, being an entrepreneur is a right choice because the challenge of young people in 2040 is how to create a job, not looking for a job. That is why she has invited the creative economy agencies and universities. The 2018 Startup Nation Summit will become a new era for Surabaya to begin a startup business world and to realize the city of Surabaya as the first creative city in Indonesia, advance the Surabaya startup world, and bring the city of Surabaya to be equal to major cities in the world in the field of startup. President of the Global Entrepreneurship Network, Jonathan Otmans, said that the Startup Nation Summit would not only become a forum to tell entrepreneurial success stories, it will also discuss the obstacles experienced by each startup. There is even a special session discussing a real ecosystem that occurs in Surabaya, how the long process has eventually given birth to a sustainable ecosystems in the city. According to Jonathan Ortmans, the Startup National Summit will bring the best innovation and public policies that will be presented in Surabaya. There will be also a collection of reports made by the World Bank to be a joint collaboration in the event. Meanwhile, Deputy Head of Indonesia's Creative Economy Agency, Ricky Joseph Pesik, added that the Backcraft Festival 2018 would be energized with the Startup Nation Summit. On that occasion, the agency will present creative economic players in Indonesia whose products are considered to be able to compete in the wider world of creative industries. Well, that was Miscellany today on Surabaya to host the 2018 Startup Nation Summit.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Business Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through the frequencies of 3325 kHz at 1800 hours to 1830 hours UTC on July 4, 2018 with CO444. Hello Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji, thanks for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We forwarded your email to the German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply of your email from the German section. But we are trying to answer your one question. 3325 kHz is our temporary frequency, while our old 9525 kHz is being repaired. This frequency is transmitted from RRI Palangkaraya in Central Kalimantan. So, we hope you are satisfied with our answer. Well, Mr. Siddhartha, please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report. And special for you, here's a song.
Tak harus memiliki, walau kau dengannya. kita tak harus memiliki. Walau kau coba lupakan aku, tapi ku kan selalu ada untukmu.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Iwao Nagatani in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program through the frequencies 3325 kHz on June 16, 2018 at 1900 hours up to until 1935 hours UTC. In his email, Mr. Iwao Nagatani told that it is great pleasure that he has heard our radio station. Yes. You're right, we are temporarily using the 3325 kHz because our 9525 is under repair. But we are really glad because you can listen our radio clearly. It can be seen from your detailed reception report. Mr. Iwao Nagatani, your reception report has been forwarded to the Japanese section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you very much, and so please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report. Okay, listener, let's listen to another song.
Selalu saja kau dapat membuat salahmu, dan kini kau ulangi salahmu, ya itu saja. Kecewaku dibuatmu terluka karena sifatmu, dan kini ku tak mampu bertahan lagi. Ku akui dirimu pernah berarti, dan memang hidupku hampa. namun lebih baik ku sendiri. Simpan saja rasa di hatimu, sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai
simpan saja rasa di hatimu, sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai di sini.
You're still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English on July 10, 2018 at 13:36 hours UTC. Hello Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, thank you very much for your reception report and compliment on our broadcast. As we keep on saying, our broadcast now can be monitored through the 3325 kHz. Well, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, hopefully our information can be useful for you. So please keep listening, and for you, we will play a very beautiful song.
bawa ke sana.
Listener, before we end today's listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from the lovely Dieter Leupold in Germany. In his email, he told us that he tried to listen our broadcast in German program through the 3325 kHz. However, the transmission was not receivable. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leupold. If you listen to us, thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. We would like to deeply apologize for your inconvenience. We will deliver your complaint to our technical division as usual, and hopefully we will be back again with the 9525 kHz. And listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2100 hours to 2200 hours West Indonesian Standard Time, or 1400 hours up to until 1500 hours UTC. These programs enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And if you want to access it, please download our application RRI Play, available for Android users. After download it, open the RRI Play and then you choose RRINet, and then you can choose the quality of the video, and maybe we will recommend 240 or 360 pixels. Before we sign out, listeners, let's say hello to Ahli Ben Chorha, Ram Kumar Niraj, Rakesh Rao, and Hamza Bilakal. They are, and many others, are regular listeners who always listen to our radio. Well, listener, actually, we still have so many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign out. Thank you very much for listening, The Voice of Indonesia, and do not forget to visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your subscription reports on our broadcast. If you want to send letter, please write to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4N5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4N5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, and follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, as usual, we will play another song from Indonesia. I'm Steve signing out. Thank you very much for listening and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.